Construction has already begun on the Golisano Training Center at Nazareth College, which will host regional Special Olympics events and be used to help athletes. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the first Special Olympics, and WXXI's Veronica Volk tells us about Rochester's history with this event.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver Stadium at SUNY Brockport is quiet in the summer. There are just a few people running on the track and the hum of a generator powering a giant sprinkler. As Chief Communications Officer Dave Mihalov tells me, the summer of 1979 was a different story.
The stadium was built so we could host the 1979 International Special Olympics.
With the familiar musical sounds that mean Olympics to all of us, the opening ceremonies of the 5th International Special Olympics have begun.
When I came for the opening ceremonies, and I was standing right by the fence for the stadium, and Muhammad Ali walked by and I got to slap his hand. It was pretty cool.
The stadium is named for Eunice Kennedy Shriver, President John F. Kennedy's sister, who in 1962 founded Camp Shriver, which evolved into the Special Olympics. Here she is speaking at the first ever International Special Olympic Summer Games in 1968.
In ancient Rome, the gladiators went into the arena with these words on their lips. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. Today, all of you young athletes are in the arena. Many of you will win. But even more important, I know you will be brave and bring credit to your parents and to your country.
In the last 50 years, the Rochester area has hosted many other Special Olympics events, dozens of state summer games and regional games. It's also home to some Special Olympics champions, like Amanda Vito. She lives in Penfield.
And I do basketball, soccer, bowling, golf, swimming, bocce. Track is my favorite, though.
Vito has been competing in the Special Olympics for 14 years. She's been to nationals twice, and in 2006, she broke the national record for the 100-meter dash.
The best part I like is running and feeling the wind going through my face.
Right now, Vito says she practices on pavement, running in the street. But that could change with the addition of a new $23 million sports facility at Nazareth College. The Golisano Training Center is already under construction and will provide an indoor track, field, courts, and training facilities. Julie Long is the Chief Public Relations Officer at Nazareth.
It's not only going to serve our students with their athletic and health and wellness goals, but also let our health and wellness students work with the Special Olympian athletes for health screenings throughout the year, as well as letting them use the facility for a lot of their major events.
Vito says she's excited about the potential to compete and train in the center. And she's also going to be attending a ceremonial groundbreaking for the facility.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I get to be groundbreaking. I never got to do something like that. This is a big opportunity for me.
Also in attendance at the ceremony will be the center's namesake, Tom Golisano, founder of Paychex and a major donor to the project. Timothy Shriver, Eunice's son and chairman of the Special Olympics, will also be there. But the Golisano Training Center isn't just about competition and games. Nazareth is also partnering with Special Olympics of New York to connect health and human service students with Special Olympic athletes to provide health care. People with disabilities are less likely to be able to access that health care and more likely to suffer from conditions like obesity and high blood pressure. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.